USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump stopped and spoke to about 200 troops stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska on his way back from his summit with Kim Jong-un.
You know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong. And the stronger we get, the less likely it is that we'll have to use that strength. Right, generals?
Nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump must have the courage to do the same thing with China as he's done for North Korea. President must be willing to hold the line and walk away if China does not agree to meaningful, enduring structural reform of its unfair trading policy.
Just last week, President Trump said that the U.S. was closer than ever to reaching a trade deal with China and that he would hold a signing summit to seal the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.